free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Strange days indeed on planet Earth, eh? The split has occurred between those who choose to acknowledge the truth and those who do not. For those who can see through their subjective illusions and strive to uncover the depths and the intricacies of this illusion we are waking to, you ought to be commended. It's far easier to remain asleep, especially when the reality of the situation is as painful as it is. I think that desire to pursue knowledge is the first step. Knowledge is power, but it all comes down to how you apply it. Try to realize that the system we are born into and live within is a system of global commerce. It's a commercial system, and it operates under the law of contracts. Everything is a contract, whether we realize it or not. Within this corporate system, your name is registered as a corporation. It is a legal fiction. Your birth certificate issued upon your arrival in this commercial system is legal title to your physical vessel, and the Social Security card is your tax ID number. Legal documents such as mortgage or credit card statements, driver's licenses, court documents, etc., will always list the name in all capital letters. In law, this in fact signifies that the name is a legal fiction. So, are you that name? Are you a legal person or a natural person? Navigating the waters of legal jargon can be daunting, but I think the key distinction to make is that you are not the legal person, but are in fact the natural person, the living, breathing being that inhabits the vessel, the living soul, if you will. In the Black's Law Dictionary, there is an entire page of definitions for different types of persons, but the two to focus on are natural person and artificial person. Natural person is defined simply as a human being. Artificial person, which is what your name is defined thusly. An entity, such as a corporation, created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being, a being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Artificial person is also known as fictitious person. When you make the claim that you are the legal person, the corporation, the name you were given at birth, you know, as we are encouraged to do for our entire lives, instead of acting as representative for that legal fiction, then you become surety, which is defined as a person who is primarily liable for paying another's debt or performing another's obligation. So, you see, making the distinction between these two definitions of person is critical. Are you the fiction, the name attached to an image on an ID card or driver's license and connected to a tax identification number? Or are you the living soul, the navigator of the vessel, operating consciously upon the seas of commerce? Religious or spiritual beliefs have no bearing on contract law. You can be a materialist atheist, but if you cannot make the distinction between natural and artificial person, and you identify with the name, the legal fiction, then you become surety and thus a debtor. You see, we are born into this system and we are trained for our entire lives to be debtors, to identify with the artificial person and to see that dead corporation as who we are. If we do that with rigidity, refusing to shift our perspective, well, there are many liabilities that come along with that. By adamantly clinging to that artificial identity, we remain willing slaves or chattel to the corporate banking system. In very simple terms, chattel means property. Black's Law defines it thusly. Movable or transferable property, personal property, especially a physical object capable of manual delivery and not the subject of real property. This is what we are considered by this corporate system of commerce. property. When we fail to realize that we are in fact natural persons and not the name on the title, such as the birth certificate, we are in effect saying, yes, I am a slave. Do you see why it is so crucial to make this distinction? Colonel Edward Mandel House was the chief advisor to Woodrow Wilson and one of the founding members of the Council on Foreign Relations. In a letter to Wilson, he wrote, "Very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work or earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions." Forced to register or suffer not being able to work or earn a living? Sound familiar? He was referring to the Social Security number. Sounds sort of like the mark of the beast, doesn't it? Try getting a job in an American company without a Social Security number. It's not very likely. Black's Law defines secured transaction as a business arrangement by which a buyer or borrower gives collateral to the seller or lender to guarantee payment for an obligation. The collateral is your energy, your labor, which is the greatest resource in this commercial system. The collateral is taken through taxation. In this system, the legal fiction is a human resource, not a living entity. This is how the system sees it, so by identifying with the physical, with the name, we are in effect saying, yes, I am chattel. Ignorance of these legal nuances has no bearing on the fact of the matter. You can balk and disagree all you like, but that doesn't change the situation, and it certainly doesn't bring remedy. Remedy is defined in Black's Law as the means of enforcing a right or preventing or redressing a wrong, legal or equitable relief. You might look at it as balancing the books, so to speak. Since we operate under the law of contracts, if we become better acquainted with the rules of the game, might we find remedy within that system? Well, what's better, sailing an ocean with maps and navigational equipment, or simply just heading out to sea willy-nilly with no direction? Well, that's precisely what has happened. We were born into this system of commerce and left adrift amongst the flotsam and jetsam with no map or guidance system. They're certainly not going to tell you these things in their debtor schools. No, it's up to us as individuals to pick up the slack and, through due diligence, begin to put the pieces together so that we may see the bigger picture, and therefore we as individuals are the remedy if we choose that direction. Everything is contracts. So if we learn the rules of contracts, we'd be better equipped to navigate the seas of commerce. Since many words do not mean the same thing in legalese that they do in common language, a law dictionary is an especially useful tool to have, as is an etymological dictionary. It's quite a fascinating study, especially when you examine the banking system and its influence. Now, we are moving into a completely digital cashless system in this great reset that is occurring. There is a global economic reset that is taking place, and things seem to get more restrictive when this occurs. This isn't the first time this has happened. The system is being upgraded so that it may more efficiently tag and track the cattle. Orchestrated collapses do occur from time to time. How was most people's time utilized during the lockdowns? I think you know the answer. The bread and circuses are slowly coming back, but as you can see, things are not the same. There is massive unrest, and people seem to be going mad in open displays of psychological breakdown. They do not know who they are. They sail the stormy seas of calamity, and the navigator is out to lunch. No one can tell you who you are. That is a self-realized, or better yet, a self-created thing. A shift in perspective is desperately needed if remedy is to be sought. Things are starting to get really messy. Through a shift in consciousness, might we utilize the tools available to pave the way to create a different type of paradigm for human experience? I think so, and I think that opportunity has arrived. This hyper-over-identification with the physical vessel and with the ego always seems to get us into trouble. During the transition, we need to learn how to walk in two worlds. Living and expressing within the knowingness of who you are is very empowering. Walk in peace.